A 15-year-old Jackson Township boy has been arrested in connection with two carport fires at Lake Cable Village Apartments. Police say the fires, set Tuesday on South Boulevard Northwest and Wednesday on Lassiter Street Northwest, caused significant damage to multiple vehicles and carports. One person suffered a burn injury. Investigators ruled both fires arson. The juvenile is charged with aggravated arson and arson. Jackson Township police were assisted by the State Fire Marshal's Office. A Massillon man is in custody after allegedly attacking family members Tuesday. 28-year-old Justin Broach is charged with felonious assault and domestic violence. Police allege he stabbed his grandmother in the head in the 2200 block of Lincoln Way West and threatened his cousin with a knife. He was arrested the same day and arraigned Thursday in Massillon Municipal Court. Broach pleaded not guilty. Bond was set at $200,000. His preliminary hearing is scheduled for February 19th. Broach had a felony conviction last year. Canton City Council is moving to make annexation a requirement for new city water service. Under the proposal, residents and townships bordering Canton would have to join the city before getting water hookups or transferring accounts. Council says this will balance infrastructure costs so city taxpayers aren't subsidizing services for township residents. A waiver could be granted, but council can override it. The repository reports Plain Township officials claim the plan targets townships and call for annexation reform. The ordinance is expected to be introduced at the February 23rd meeting. Strong fourth quarter results from Diebold Nixdorf, with revenue reaching $1.1 billion. That's up nearly 12% year over year. The North Canton-based company says adjusted earnings were $164 million. Diebold Nixdorf also more than doubled free cash flow in 2025 to $239 million and reported full-year adjusted earnings per share of $5.59. Major global contracts were signed, new ATMs launched, and growth continues in both banking and retail segments. The company expects 2026 revenue between $3.86 and $3.94 billion. Demolition of Stark Library's downtown Canton location is underway. Crews began taking down the Market Avenue building Tuesday. Demolition will last about 3 months. Construction of the new library is expected to begin in April. The library temporarily moved to the former Nationwide Insurance building last fall. The new main library is scheduled to open in 2028. A man has pled guilty in Portage County Common Police Court to multiple charges involving sexual abuse of minors. 30-year-old Anthony Lopez of Ashtabula entered pleas to gross sexual imposition and child endangering February 5th, with other charges dropped. Prosecutors say incidents occurred from 2014 to 2023. Lopez is classified as a sexually violent predator. A judge ordered a pre-sentence investigation. He faces 5 years probation and potential additional prison time for violations. A Wellsville man serving life in prison for raping a young boy is again challenging his conviction. 72-year-old Spencer Kidder has filed a petition in Columbiana County Common Police Court seeking to vacate his conviction or receive a new trial. A jury found Kidder guilty in September 2023 of 4 counts of rape, along with sexual battery and gross sexual imposition, for abuse that spanned 6 years. His appeal was previously denied, and the Ohio Supreme Court declined to hear the case. Responses to the new petition are due February 20th. A Sebring woman is in jail facing multiple charges after a violent episode at her home. 62-year-old Don McDonald was arrested Tuesday on warrants for aggravated arson, assault, aggravated menacing, having weapons under disability, and disorderly conduct. She is being held without bond with a preliminary hearing in Mahoning County Court February 26th. Police say on February 2nd, officers responded to her East Oregon Avenue home after her husband reported she was making suicidal threats and endangering others. McDonald allegedly resisted EMS and police, set an officer's hair on fire, and threatened to detonate an oxygen tank. During the chaos, her husband suffered a self-inflicted gunshot wound and died at the hospital. The Sebring School District will soon have a new superintendent, as Tony Viscount announces she will retire July 31st to spend more time with family. She has led the district since 2014. The Board of Education is accepting applications until February 20th and plans to interview candidates later this month, with a successor expected in March. Goshen police have arrested 2 men in a theft spree involving over $20,000 in aluminum rims. Officers tracked a stolen U-Haul truck to Streetsboro, recovering rims worth nearly $9,000. The theft was one of at least 5 similar burglaries, with 225 rims recovered so far. 33-year-old Bradley Thompson faces charges including theft, and 35-year-old Ronald Repke is charged with receiving stolen property. Both men pleaded not guilty during their arraignments Thursday. A former Canfield man faces new charges in a sexual assault case more than 2 decades old. 57-year-old Jack Sheets was arrested for an incident that took place in November 2000, where authorities say he allegedly used a baseball bat to beat and rape a 30-year-old woman from Poland. The original charges included rape and kidnapping, but a superseding indictment now adds repeat violent offender, sexual motivation, and sexually violent offender specifications. If convicted, Sheets could face life in prison. Two 18-year-olds are charged with murder after a shooting in Warren left a juvenile male dead. Police say officers responded just after 11 p.m. Wednesday to Mahoning Avenue and Hall Street, where they found the teen with a gunshot wound in a parking lot. He later died at the hospital. Ashad Johnson and Willis Smith were arrested. An autopsy is scheduled for today. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.